This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The Election Commission of India, in coordination with the Union Home Ministry, has made an assessment of all aspects of the election process in Arunachal Pradesh. The Commission has sent special forces of additional 10 companies to take stern action against those who will intervene or interfere with the peaceful and fair electoral process in the state. The Chief Electoral Officer of Arunachal Pradesh said the deployment of such a large number of security personnel is the highest ever in Arunachal Pradesh. In Assam, several star campaigners from different political parties are holding rallies to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma attended Vijay Sankalp Sabha at Chowa and Demaji, and Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal conducted meetings at Lakhimpur and Jorhat. Punjab Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Bhagwant Mann addressed a meeting at Dibrugarh. Assam State Congress President Bhupen Bora also held rallies for party candidates at various places. With a view to ensuring free, fair, peaceful and conduct of the general elections, the Lok Sabha, to be held on the 19th of this month, district administrations across Meghalaya have declared the 17th, 18th and 19th of this month as dry days. All liquor shops, bars, canteens, outstill stalls shall remain closed on these dates. Violation of the order will amount to punishment as per excise rules and acts, official notifications has said. The returning officer of 1st Shillong ST Parliamentary Constituency, S.C. Sadhu, yesterday met with leaders of political parties in connection with the general election of the Lok Sabha 2024. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Sadhu requested the leaders of political parties to maintain law and order. He urged all political parties to request their supporters not to create havoc in the public meetings of others. The BJP has directed its party workers in Meghalaya to vote for the NDA candidates in both Shillong and Tura seats. BJP spokesperson M. Karkaran said that directions have also been issued to party workers to go all out and support the NDA candidates in both the seats. The BJP in Meghalaya recently decided not to field any candidate in Meghalaya and instead support its partners of the National People's Party. The Meghalaya Human Rights Commission yesterday asked the State Director General of Police to submit an action taken report within 15 days regarding the killing of a daily wager in Shillong on the 10th of this month. The mortal remains of 52-year-old Arjun Ray, a daily wage worker who died after being attacked in an under-construction private house at Maulai Mauro in Shillong, were cremated yesterday. Meanwhile, on the 27th of March, two daily wagers were killed in Ichamati village close to the India-Bangladesh border in the East Khasi Hills district. The Shillong All Faiths Forum has expressed grave concern over the killings and has urged the government and state machineries to protect the citizens and prevent such violence in Meghalaya. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu has expressed his personal readiness to ban polygamy in the state if recommended by the apex bodies of all tribes and community-based organizations. Responding to the Arunachal Pradesh Women's Welfare Society's appeal to the governor to ban polygamy and bigamy in the state, Mr. Khandu stated that he is personally against the practice and believes it should end. Clarifying that his comments were personal and not official, the Chief Minister urged the apex bodies of all tribes and community-based organizations in Arunachal Pradesh to take the initiative. He asked them to discuss the issue involving intellectuals and send recommendations to the government. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.